Q94, your man of rock. Hey, don't forget, 7 o'clock hour is brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Also, you'll find them in Thayer right off Nettleton Avenue and Ava and Mountain Home, Arkansas. Coaches shows continue, and we're going to sit down and visit with Thayer Bobcat head coach, Briar Hancock. How we doing, man?
Hey, good, Garrett. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, congratulations. That's a nice win. Over the Houston Tigers, that was I'm a big fan. I like Eric. I think Eric is a really good guy. I think he's a good coach, and he's got things going on the right direction at Houston, doesn't he?
Yeah, and you hit it right on the head. He does a great job with those guys, and every single week they play extremely hard for him, and that's what you always want as a head coach. So they were prepared last week, and just didn't have some things go their way, but they're really a really quality ball club.
Well, I mean, you've got a really good team, and it's what were some of the things that you really saw out of your Bobcats that you just like seeing the progression? What were some things you seen?
I think we executed well offensively. We had some penalties as the game went on that we have to clean up this next week. But I thought for the most part offensively, we kind of just really excelled at a bunch of our base stuff, and that's what you always want to see going into playing week five is doing our little things right offensively, just with our base plays. And and week to week, you just don't know what type of defense you're going to get. So, we rely a lot on the guys up front to communicate, and they did a great job last week. And then defensively, Houston throws a lot of defense as far as formation. So, I thought after watching film, we aligned for the most part correctly, and we were able to pursue after football well and go make the plays that were needed.
Well, communication, in the classroom, you can't get teenagers to shut up, but you get them on a basketball court, you get them in on the football field, on a soccer field, it is so vital to have those individuals, those players talking, shouting it out that way. And you've been doing a really good job of getting your team to communicate, because you as a coach, you can only do so much on sideline. They've got to communicate out there on the field, don't they?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And with what we do offensively, you just never really know what the game plan is for other teams' defenses. Are they going to have a four-man front, six-man front, even odd front? So, that's up to our kids to be able to communicate that. And, we can't wait for a drive and then have them on the sideline and go over that. We want to be able to execute at a high level on that first drive. So, just kudos to our guys up front. They do a great job of just relaying that message to one another and then executing, after the fact. So that's always a big plus as a coach when that happens.
Well, tonight you will be taking on the Kabul Bulldogs, and, they've been injury-riddled, and they're young. They're young. They're giving it everything they got. They're not going to lay down. They're going to fight. Coach Cox is, I've talked with him, and it's growing pains that they're just going to have to go through. You got to show up every Friday night. But what are you seeing out of the Bulldogs on a positive note?
Yeah, on a positive side, I think they've did a good job this offseason in the weight room. You can definitely tell that just watching on film. I think guys up front are a lot bigger than what they were last year. And one thing that even the kids, when we watch them on film, have come up and talked to me about, and we've noticed as coaches, is they pursue after the ball well. They try to do the little things right. And, that's always a step that you want to take with your program, just to kind of build off of as the years go on. So,
yeah. And, and they'll eventually get there. I mean, team, Thayer was not, I get immune from that. I've done Liberty Eagle football for so long. I know exactly what it's like to go 0-10, 1-9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, my first year as a head coach, I think every time we called you on these days, it was, trying to find the positives in last week's performance. But, if you just stick to stick to whatever you want to believe in, and you know, get those kids to believe in it. You know, eventually you're going to see the upside to that.
Yeah, and now on your side, like, you know, the last couple of weeks, about all these all the SEA coaches, all the area coaches, you know, you get to a point and it's like, okay, it's not, you know, it's time to, let's work on depth. Let's get a look at little Johnny here at quarterback. Let's get a look at, you know, little Jimmy at guard or at tackle. And it's bringing other players in and you know, continuing to keep the momentum going, because there's only one place to get Friday night experience, and that's on Friday night. How have your younger players been doing that you've been able to bring in the last couple of weeks? Are you seeing some good things?
Yeah, some great things, and I think you'll see those guys, you know, if you're at our game on Friday, just, yeah. You know, whether they earned a spot on special teams or earned a rotational role, I think some of those guys have earned that spot, and that's based on we've been fortunate enough to play some of our younger guys in these last couple of weeks. So, you know, just they do a great job of trying to continue to reach our goals, not only with the, you know, we talked to them last week, was we don't just have varsity goals, we have team goals. And, right. And if you have the opportunity to come in and play, you know, you're a part of that. So, you know, they try to really hold that standard, and some of them have really made it tough as a coach to not leave, you know, not have them on the sideline. So, you know, that's always great as a, you know, as a team to see those guys continue to push and compete for spots.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Everybody, head coach of the Thayer Bobcats, we appreciate you visiting with us. And, Breyer, we'll catch you next week, okay?
All righty. Thanks, Gary.
See you, Bob.